When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, and you are listening to Mixing with Moni, okay? Listen, I'm going to get right into it because I've done two recordings back to back, but you will be getting them separately on two different days. But today I have one very special guest, Christine Biancavilla. Love her last name. She is a content creator on Instagram. She absolutely loves, of course, Housewives and all things Bravo. And I got her on here to talk a little Potomac and some Beverly Hills because New York absolutely was no, it wasn't for me this week, girl. I don't even know how to address it without being redundant and I don't know how to address it, so I'm just going to have to risk the mental health. I don't want to because I'd be unhinged. So we did the core, the Potomac, the Beverly Hills. We talked this latest episode of Beverly Hills and Potomac. It was really fun. We had a great time, and I want to get right into that. But please know, also coming this weekend is my interview with Crystal Kung Minkoff. And she talks. Honey, she talks. I don't know if she meant to, but I know I was going to ask. And nothing, she did not answer anything. In fact, the one thing that was hard for her to answer wasn't anything that she would have thought. But I asked her about this episode. I asked her about the mountain. I asked her about everything that I could think of in the moment. And she answered. And I am very grateful. And then we talked a little offline, but overall, it was a really good episode. But I wanted to put out my actual thoughts about Beverly Hills this week first with Christine. I wanted to do that first so that you guys could hear my heart and where I am, where other people are. Me and Christine could bounce off each other as viewers, right? Who are just deeply invested in people we do not know. And we could talk about that first. And then I will go into like interview mode where, you know, you just want to hear the thoughts of someone else and who's there and everything. And it was a great interview for a great interview with Crystal, great time with Christine. So without further ado, Christine Biancavilla, it's a very beautiful name. Is here, and we're going to get into Potomac and Beverly Hills. And please know that coming up very soon, the next couple of days after this post, I will have my interview with one Crystal Kung Minkoff about all things her experience, post experience, now, currently, during, and the episode, the one that, at least for me, was a turning point, and that was this week's. So, all that and more coming up soon with Mixing with Moni. Thank you for listening. Let's get into it, honey. All right, guys. As promised, I am back with one Christine. Help me say your last name because I always want to put a French accent on it and you're like in New York. So Biancavilla?
Biancavilla.
Biancavilla. So what is this origin? So I hate to people be like, where are you from? But like, that's the best name I've ever heard. Seriously.
We'll do a little ancestry DNA background.
Yeah, why not?
So Biancavilla is Italian. A lot of people actually say Biancavilla because they think it's Spanish.
Oh.
But no, it's Bianca Villa. It means White House in Italian. Fun fact.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm like 100% Italian. My family's from Sicily, from a town named Bianca Villa. So that's how we're
Wow, that makes here. Sense. Love that.
So yeah, Bianca Villa.
That is so cool. So not like a Teresa Giudice situation where we may or may not know how to pronounce it. Some days it's Giudice. Some days it's Giudice. I feel like you should know your name, yeah. But you know, I'm glad you do. And it's a beautiful name.
You
guys know her as this amazing content creator on Instagram, all getting into the meme world and everything now too. Very funny. I like the content specifically centered around cocktails because she does a lot of cocktail content, and that is very important to me. It was where I discovered that other people actually do drink espresso martinis outside of the below deck, like above deck, you know, charter guests. And I have to tell you, I recently tried the espresso martini from Loverboy.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sweet.
It is a thing. It is sweet. I like a sweeter cocktail when it comes to coffee because I like sweeter coffee.
Okay.
I like it strong and sweet. So I'm the girl who gets the triple, like the triple yes. latte at Starbucks, but then also compare that with an extra shot or a pump of vanilla. Like I need right. both. Work right. in tandem. Thank you.
Right.
To keep me awake, alive, and a little diabetic. That's a joke, but it's also true. I am diabetic. My doctor will listen to this and be like, so I definitely told you get sugar free and you didn't listen. There's evidentiary support.
It's recorded. It's on tape. Listen. Roll the tape.
Right. We're talking all about receipts and whatnot today, honey. Oh my gosh. So how'd you get into Bravo and where are you standing with it currently? I feel like I have to ask people this week to week because this week itself is like,
every, I don't even want to say every week is different. Every hour, every moment
yeah.
is different.
Yeah.
Like
1,000%.
I mean, I got into Bravo when I was younger, like on one of my good friends growing up, she like would always watch reality TV and I was never allowed to watch it. My mom was like, it's trash. I was mm-hmm. like, it's fantastic. So I would only be able to watch it when I like went to her house and mm-hmm. I just started with OC. She was like, watch these women. And I was like, what is happening? This is insanity. And I just kind of fell in love with it.
Boy, was it.
Yeah.
And your thoughts currently about OC?
Well,
it's coming back eventually.
Yeah. My thoughts are as follows in that I didn't really, I kind of ignored that it was a thing for the past like 2 years, but mm-hmm. now that Heather is coming back, I will be watching it because I do really enjoy her. And I think that she, like, that's what we were missing. Like, I need the fancy. I need that elevated life that I can like that aspirational life that, and Heather always brings that. So I'm excited, but no, the past like two seasons were absolutely unhinged. And I really, mm-hmm. I didn't even watch, like I tried to finish like the COVID season. And I was like, I physically, like, I'm not there yet. Mentally, physically, I cannot do this.
Very fair. Very fair.
Yeah.
Because it was not in my best interest to involve myself in watching it also.
Yeah.
So I get that. And I too am yeah. excited, at least that Heather's coming back. I've been vocal of saying it makes no sense. I kind of want to have Bronwyn on my show to talk about this
yeah.
because it makes no sense to me, whether you love her or hate her, to like get so many of her friends involved.
Yeah.
Like I understand people like, oh, they have connections to other people, but the reason that they're on the show is because of Bronwyn. And I actually have heard outside of Bronwyn and like herself or her team, like I've heard that they've had to do a lot of editing around her name because that's how much they're talking about her.
Right.
So I'm like, then why not have her on the show? It makes zero sense right. to me.
Because what if you have to do that at that point, it's,
give me the like, drama.
Right. Because at that point, if you're just going to talk about someone every single episode or whatever it is, like it's, you got to
just. You might as well just have them on there.
Right. Or just get a new cast that is completely unrelated
Thank
to that
you.
Person.
Yes.
I'm like, we can recast. Sure. I'm sure Heather's got some. I'm sure Heather's got plenty of girls.
Fancy pants friends. I'd love
Let's
them
go.
All.
Let's do a lot of fancy pants friends. And I've also heard that no matter what we hear, Tamra has like not been asked. Like she's not coming back. And I don't know why we keep thinking. I think we're all manifesting, or I don't even know if it's me, but at this point, I just want something to be true that is averse to, you know, Bronwyn's new friends, old friends, whatever friends, just thirsty being on TV, talking about someone who is not there. Like, I don't.
I know that's like something I don't want. Like, I don't, if they're not here, I don't really want to hear about them.
Because in my perfect world, every show is like this current episode of Beverly Hills, where the actual person is in the room or watching everyone flip flop and act like they never said anything bad about them in entire life, or they're absolutely grilling them and they're like going at them toe to toe. And I love that. That is fantastic. What I want.
No, that's what we need. It was perfect.
It was so good.
Perfect.
Like outside of New York, which I will not be talking about today, because I don't want to.
No, there's no need. There's nothing to say, honestly.
Nothing. So
there's nothing. There's choice words. I'm not.
Yeah. So it's not going to happen for me. And aside from New York, Potomac and Beverly Hills both were firing from all cylinders this week. It was truly some of the best television. I had fun in Potomac. I genuinely get so upset when it's over at the end.
Oh,
same. I am like, it's the end. They get to the next time on. I'm like, well, how is that? It's
no, I get to be so an hour. Upset. I'm like, that was an hour already. Like, those women.
I want to be there. I want to be with them. I want to go to Kingsmill.
Yeah.
Like, so a part of me was like, do I just go? And then I was like, girl, they're not there. They've left. Literally, this was months ago. And I'm like, damn it. Like it's in Kingsmill. I don't know if anyone's ever been to Kingsmill. It's a fantastic resort. I never would have thought of it for like girls weekend or whatever, because it is kind of sleepy. We used to go all the time for my dad's like tennis tournaments. Like he would play in like tennis things, and they have like golf things, and you just go, me and my mom would go like, you know, to the spa and the nice dining places. That's when the first time I ever had asparagus wrapped in something that wasn't like just itself. Right, it was like prosciutto or something.
Yeah.
And I was like maybe 10. So I was like, what's happening here? But I did eat it. And that's why I consider myself to have such a refined palate. And now I watch Bravo. No, I'm just kidding.
It's taste. It's called taste.
Yes. But it is a wonderful resort. I've never stayed in this big giant house. I would love to. I did look it up a couple weeks ago with Amanda, and it was the price was not listed because they were like, you got to call because it was that expensive.
And that's when, you know, I love when that happens. So that's what I did with the castle, the Provence castle. I was like, can I get it on this? Absolutely not. But yeah.
Okay, great. I was about to say, did you? Okay.
Imagine. No, my God. Please. I would invite everyone I know.
Yeah, I would love that. I actually just got invited to some event for, a housewife. It's not like a big deal. It's like more of like they just need people there to like tweet about it or whatever. And it's in like Boston, and I was like, I don't know how to go to Boston. I don't have Boston. Yeah. I'm not in Boston, girl. But thank you for the invite. I would love to go. And I know that we're all a little unhinged that we would think about it. I mean, we were all buying tickets to go to BravoCon, and we had zero information, and we like were like, yeah, we'll go.
Flights were booked.
We'll just go. Did you book a flight?
I'm in New York, but I know flights were booked. People booked flights to just, they had the dates and it was booked. But obviously now that it's canceled, different story. But yeah. And I was like, if anyone needs to stay with me, like I'm in a studio, but like we can squeeze.
Listen, I love it. Like hotels people got, and again, no information.
No
information. And now
information.
I'm a little upset because next year is supposed to happen. And that pretty much brings me out of the running, because
exactly
I'm gonna trigger warning people, my wedding. I know y'all really hate when I talk about it, but I'm going at because it's my show.
You have to. It's your life.
Like it's gonna be next year, and it's gonna be in the fall, and that pretty much puts me like either it's probably gonna be the wedding, my honeymoon, or BravoCon. And let me just say, BravoCon's not out of the running. Just no one tell my fiance. She would get very upset.
Listen, I pray every day that I win the lottery. Truly. So maybe that will happen. Every day I manifest, I'm like, just give me millions of dollars, like just to do everything I want to do. I can't.
Yes, please. In the name of whomever you pray for. let's see. We want to go Potomac or Beverly Hills first. One.
I don't know. We could go in order of the.
In order of what happened, Potomac. So we'll start fun, and we always end with Beverly Hills, and it's so heavy. I will save my Erica New rant, y'all. I won't do it this week, but y'all know how I feel. Though I did get new talking points this week, and it goes something like, if all of what she's saying is true, why isn't she countersuing this man for never letting her see her LLC, her books, her own money? Because she got all these deals and she never was able to touch it. And now she might be being implicated. I'd countersue.
Yeah. Just I would say, listen.
Thank you for getting me in trouble. Like you would, you know, whenever.
And that's free legal advice. So if Erica is listening.
Exactly. So, okay, we'll stick with Potomac. And then that was all I needed to say about Erica New. And we'll get to the nitty gritty of Beverly Hills later. Okay, we are with Karen and Giselle yet again. And it's so crazy to me because there's no real team for me to be on here because Karen is unhinged. This is not a thing. Like, Giselle did not wish death on your husband. But at the same time, it's very funny. And Giselle is funny too. Like, yeah. I do want Ray to live and to pay his bills. That is a funny line. I want to put it on a shirt.
Was phenomenal. And honestly, and I agree, there's really like, I love every single one of the women on Potomac is so crucial to the cast. And I love each and every one of them. Like, and I love Karen Huger. Like, I am obsessed with her. But every single woman brings so much to that show. I'm like, mm-hmm. these women, like, there's no side to pick. I'm like, all of you are fantastic. And everyone knows what they're doing. I'm like, this is a cast. This is how you do a cast correctly.
And they're not afraid to kind of jump in there. Like when they go out to dinner together, Candace is jumping in that Giselle, you need to like, you know, she's kind of holding her to task. And then Ascala is Robin's friend. And also like, so like, are you going to talk about him? Like, you know, you don't bring him up. I'm like, yes, girl, you better be independent.
Yeah. No one's like afraid, which I love that because, and even like there's, even though like, there's like, you know, some alliances, they still will like go at each other no matter what, like everyone will kind of be like, I don't know. Everyone gets in the mix. It's just, it's so good.
And I love a mixy housewife. I really do.
Yeah. It's the best.
But I just also love that we get this estate versus cottage situation. Oh now, God. Which one, like, okay, so naturally most of us would probably choose the amenities and the and everything of the estate, but which house would you actually want to stay in, cottage or estate? In the cottage, we have Ascala, Karen. Let's see, who else is over there? Wendy.
Yeah.
And in the main house, we have Giselle, Robin, Candace, and Mia.
Yeah. So amenities wise, the estate would be better, but like, I want to chat with the cottage girls. I want to stay there.
I want to hang with them.
Talk with them. Yeah. I want to do fireball shots with Karen, like at 2 a.m.
Yes.
That's what I want.
That's what we all want secretly. Karen is also just looking for any excuse this episode to tell us that her and Ray love each other. It's always, you know, we are so in love. We sleep together regularly. I am just so horny, hornier than I've ever been when I'm with him. And he is just putting it down all the time. Like, you have no idea how much we love each other. And I'm like, great, Karen. We're so happy that y'all are so happy. However, it is giving me a little bit of Yolanda Hadid and David Foster vibes.
Yes.
Where Yolanda had to tell us every 5 minutes that her and David were so in love. She'd tell him, I love you, I love you, I love you.
My love.
And she just like fawned over him and adored him and doted over him. Like, he's going to play the piano.
Oh my God.
He plays the piano at every time.
His Grammys. Look at his Grammy.
Look at him and all his Grammys. Look, Babyface is going to sing and he's going to play the piano. And guess what? Now Babyface is singing for a different way. It gives me a little bit like, you know,
that's so true, actually. That's interesting. That is an interesting take. Yeah. I see it.
I'm just like, is good or are you trying to convince yourself?
Right. I just like also though for some reason can't see Ray. Like, I feel like Ray is just too like he's comfortable. He's good. I can see him just like riding it out till the end. Like
with Raymond. He's just probably waiting for like, you know, her to sit down. He might think that it's probably just easier. Like, I don't think he has any plans to go to someone exactly. else.
He's that, just like hanging out. Yeah.
That's
it's too much effort. Like it's, low key, it's work.
I like
it's
it. Like, I don't want him to go back to being single. He is no Michael. Like no. Michael is like ready at any moment to like just be out in the streets, like shaking his thing, you know.
That man is,
I think he could actually be in the running for worst house husband ever. I think we could actually do a nice list of who the worst house husbands have been. And yeah. I actually think Michael would make it to top three, top yeah. two, and probably not two. Like,
yeah.
I think he could outdo a Jim Edmonds. I think he could outdo a Simon. I really do, because you know what we have here? We have cheating on pregnant women,
right? But do you think he could outdo because for me, what I really dislike, even though yes he didn't, Joe Giudice, for me just the way he spoke, he did to send Teresa,
home some, oh I was gonna say he sent homegirl to prison.
Well, yeah, also that. Also and also that. Just the way, before that, the way he would speak to her, I'm like, what, you're treating her like she's garbage. Like, just the words that he would say, I'm like, stop it. So he, for me, is up there, but with the gym, with Simon, like, he's up there with them for me.
Okay, I could see Joe Giudice going back and forth with Michael. The problem, though, is that Michael still... pregnant woman.
Oh like, no, that 100%. No, that's
it's
insane.
Over my head. Like I just no. can't
cheating
understand.
On a pregnant woman. He's up there with Tristan. Her. Tristan third trimester Thompson is yeah. up there. No,
and then
that's
gaslighting
that
her constantly. Like that, it's not. It didn't happen. Like you know
no.
what I mean? Like
no, it's that's just, it's insane.
It feels weird. Something feels amiss. And then I often forget, because every time we see Potomac, he's nowhere near the other women. And I'm wondering like why, because he used to be so messy and so involved, much like a Joe Giudice, but he would like really get into the mix of like saying things about them. I mean, he basically said Juan was going to leave Robin for him. and then it's like, oh yeah, his finale episode last season, his performance was one of the worst things in Housewives history that we've ever seen.
I mean, it was insane.
Oh, and I forgot, people are probably yelling at me. Oh, yeah. He also assaults cameramen and producers.
Oh, well, oh my God. Oops. Wait, I forgot about... Okay, I actually, that slipped my mind because of the other things that he's done. Because
there's just so many other things to list, and that's why he's getting boosted. It's like a power-up. Boost him to the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That is a non
yeah.
That's... Okay, that slipped my mind. So that's... He's... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No one's safe around Michael Darby, and that's a problem. No. Like,
wow,
and again,
I cannot believe I forgot
his finale performance last year. If y'all have not, if you barely remember, go back and rewatch it if you can. Like, your buttholes will be clenched, as Ono Bravo would say, and like, you will not be okay. Like, no, it is so insane. Bad. Like, even Ashley was like, "You're about to get me to like lose my job." Like, I don't understand what you're doing, sir, but you need to stop, halt immediately. Like, it was so bad. It was the worst. He was just too drunk. And that, how you a grown ass man, you cannot hold your liquor. You should know your limit at 60
at that point.
Thank you.
Right, you've done it, you've been around the block, you know what you can.
Yes. Okay, so we have to get into this whole, I don't know how I'm feeling about some of my faves. So I've never had a problem with the Green Eyed Bandits. I've always thought they were fine. I think they're beautiful. Maybe it's pretty privileged. I let them get away with a lot of things because I'm just like, everyone says that, you know, Giselle is gorgeous, and she is, but for me, Robin is like insane for me to look at.
Stunning. I think Potomac honestly has probably like
one of the most breathtaking casts I've ever seen in my life. They're hitting
gorgeous.
From all angles.
And they don't even need like, they don't need glam. They don't need, and I love when they do get glam, but like every single one of them could like walk out of the house with no makeup on, nothing. I'd be like, you are stunning. Like,
I mean, because they're not even traveling with a glam squad. They're doing this themselves. They're bare bones in it, like us. Like they're doing the Too Faced palette.
Old Rahoney. That's where they're at. Old Rahoney with no glam squad. That's what. And they're stunning. Like, I
love
this
it.
Cast is amazing.
It's
gorgeous.
The best. And so I am like, normally I'm super into the Green Eyed Bandits because they are nice to look at. And I like how messy and fun they are. They make me think of me and my best friends. And I've not had a problem with them because like, this is how I am with me and my best friends. Like, I am just going to talk shit about everyone else in our friend group, or in a friend group that's like adjacent from us. You know what I mean?
Because yes.
They're not really our friends, but like maybe like one person like hanging on to them too tight. Yeah. And we're like, oh, why is she still letting this girl hang around? Hey.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, so I am into it for that reason.
Yes.
But then when they were talking about Wendy out of nowhere,
that was weird.
It felt icky. And I didn't love that it somehow her body spiraled into, let's address this rumor about her husband for like the 5,000th time.
No. That was and I'm like thinking, I'm like, okay, are we really, the whole thing about her body, I was like, it just kind of annoyed me. I'm like, we're past the point in our society, like women can be like sexy and they can also like have a career. I'm like,
yes, doctors have been on TikTok like for the last like, I'm like, year are we not half, and they're fine as hell and they're accomplished. And what's that? There's like this really like famous like Instagram and TikTok famous like nurse, like male nurse. He's very, very gorgeous.
Right.
And he like does the like NICU, or he's like in the unit with the children, like the children who go through like serious things.
Oh my God. I mean,
and he is dancing with them. Like, he's always like, okay, right. So normalize fine people with fantastic degrees. And he did all this work and things, and he does great work with the children. And he is out here in the streets.
You
also
can be hot and smart at the same time.
Thank you. I mean, Steven Faces Rob Bravo is a whole like NICU nurse or something, or like a cancer kid nurse. Me.
Exactly. And I'm like, and it's like kind of normal.
Pediatric oncology. That's what it's called.
Oh, even not for like, kids. For like, cause especially with like men, it is, I see all these like, oh my God, there's this one really hot dentist on TikTok. I've been into like hot dentists lately because I'm looking for a new one. And I'm like, no one really gives them shit. I'm like, why are we giving Wendy shit? So what? She's a professor. She doesn't wear that to class. I mean, it doesn't even like, what are you talking about? I'm
right.
Like, she can be a person in her life and then also be very smart and educate like the youth of America. So that whole argument, I was like, girls, we're good. We've like, relax. It's 2021. Let's not. Yes. Shame.
Let's not pigeonhole a woman just because of how they look, because the irony is that we all could stand to look a little better on this particular show.
If we would like to discuss fashions and whatnot, we can discuss that.
Listen, speaking of Faces by Bravo, he posted a nice side-by-side of Wendy and her like push-up Versace outfit. And Giselle's 50th birthday photo shoot that was not good.
Wait,
and
what
she should immediately fire people.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What, it's like what you ordered versus what arrived.
Yeah.
Like,
and it
that.
Was, yeah.
Yeah. And we saw all of Giselle's good taste. And I agree with Karen. If she wanted her, what does she call it? Her fat vagina.
Yeah.
If she wanted to start like leaving it out there for us, then she was all for it. And I would be too, because please believe, honey. Yes, I get it. I am, you know, younger. I'm in my 20s, but like, please believe, when I leave the children and I'm wearing my nice little dresses and my cardigans, I have cardigans for the summer. It's August and I'm wearing a cardigan and pants and flats. Please believe, when I go to brunch the very next Saturday, that is not what I'm wearing to brunch.
Right.
And the day party.
Right. Like, I can dress as a professional person when I'm at it. I was like, I love to be petty, but like that, I'm like, this is just a dumb argument. This is not a thing.
Yes, it is not a thing. And it seems like it's like, you know, it's kind of rude. Like, you know, Ona Bravo, plenty of moms have been like, let's also remember the fact that she was postpartum when we met her. We actually don't know what was inside, what was any level of insecurity, what was any level of like wanting, you know, better for her body. And after
just was not comfortable dressing to her fullest, you know, or what she wanted to do, because she could have been going, like, she was going through something with her own body.
Maybe
which is
after
fine.
She got done breastfeeding, she wanted to lift them up and feel good and not feel like her body was just made as a vehicle to bring people into the world.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. No,
I couldn't imagine.
No, that was silly. So yeah.
And
that
we love babies
bandit,
and we love like, children, but there is a something that happens a lot when women are pregnant where everything becomes about the baby, and not saying you shouldn't focus on the baby, but it is always, but the baby needs this, the baby needs that, the baby. But like, there's an also real human adult person who's already alive, who we should also be catering to and making sure they're okay.
100%. And I don't want to get off because I just want to say very quickly, I was talking to my hairdresser yesterday and she's pregnant. And she's like, I know giving birth in COVID, like this will be scary, but she's like, in a way, she was like, I am so glad that there cannot be 25 people at the hospital after I give birth. She's like, because she goes, people forget that, like, maybe the mom doesn't want 50 people showing up to the hospital to meet the baby. Like you forget.
Maybe, yes.
Like, she's like, honestly, I want to get home and get myself together. And then I can see people. I'm like, that makes so much sense. We don't think
that makes a lot of sense. My mom had no one at the hospital but my dad. And she just did her mom and her best friend, her line sister. They cleaned her entire house. So when my mom got home with the baby, literally my Nana took me from her, according to them, and to bathe me so my mom could sleep, and the whole house was clean, and her lunch still cooked her dinner. And that was like their way of being like, we don't want to invade like the baby situation, because I came very early. It was a lot of touch and go things. I was due in June. I came in April, and they were like,
Oh wow. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was due like June 6th. I came April 24th. So, I was just like, I'm done. I'd like to come now. Thanks, girls. I'm ready. So there was a lot of things that they were worried about. So they didn't want to, kind of be in the midst of everything going on at the hospital. So it was just my dad, and everybody else was like at the house, like just doing things for my mom.
And we don't think about that.
You chill. We'll take care of everything. Like, the baby is going to be fine, because again, babies' needs are very simple. So we really actually could be focusing on the mom.
Justice for moms that just gave birth, for moms that are postpartum.
And as soon as I realized that Wendy, it was postpartum, I was like, oh, she can look like whatever the fuck she wants to look like.
I'm like, wait.
You go, girl.
She was probably in a different, completely different place when you first met her last 2 years, whatever it was.
I do think there may be a bit of like an identity crisis that has nothing to do with her body. I think that after giving birth, though, she may want to feel fulfilled in her life, in all aspects of her life. Right. And I think that beyond what her body looks like, it may be, maybe professing is not fulfilling to her the way it once was. And that happens. People change.
And that's okay.
They change like every 10 years or something like that. Like, nobody expects to be doing the same thing forever. And we have to get out of that very old school mindset. You know, a lot of our grandparents and stuff retired doing the same thing for 35, 40 years. That's great. It worked for them. But now we have mental health. Now we have therapy. Now we have other coping mechanisms that are healthy. Now we say to ourselves, this job not about to kill me. Like, and we mean it.
Exactly.
Like, we mean it. We make sure our bills are paid. We figure it out, or we actively look. While I have plenty of friends who have been like, I'm at my same job looking for my next job on the job's time, because we have to do what's best for us.
Exactly.
I think that the women, though, wanted to bring this up just to bring up Eddie again, because as we know, Wendy alleged that Giselle brought it up at one point. It got cut. They had to basically dub it into a conversation with Ashley so she could bring it up again. But lo and behold, Giselle and Robin have brought it up again. They're trying to make it seem like, because they're saying we don't believe it's true, that that makes it okay to bring it up. Do you think that then supplements that?
So what I think is, I understand what the women try to do in regards to like making, you know, things happen. You have to bring up certain things. However, bringing something up and then saying it's not true or they don't believe it is the same thing as, it doesn't matter. Like, once you say it, it's out in the open. Don't, anything you say after that stating the rumor, it doesn't really matter. It's like the same thing that Ramona did a few years ago about like, when she said Bethany, like, does like soft porn or something.
Oh yes.
Like once it, and she was like, no, but I was just asking. I'm like, doesn't matter, because once you put it out there, and again, I am glad that sometimes, you know, it is necessary on the shows, but I'm like, it doesn't really matter if you say you believe it or you don't, because you said it, like, and there's that. So it doesn't, like, I don't really care where you stand on it, but you said it. I mean, and again, I don't know if it's something that, you know, it could have been brought up privately. Then again, they're on a reality show. I mean, again, I don't know what I would do in that situation, but yeah, once you say it, doesn't matter how you feel about it, it's out there.
I mean, yeah. And their point was like, you know, they said that her new booty makes her cold. It makes her personality different. And they don't know her, they don't like her personality change. Maybe she has confidence and you don't know what confident Wendy may look like.
Exactly.
But, or what a confident woman looks like. But this woman is choosing to not be defined by her body or, I mean, yeah, by her man or anything else. And both of them define each other by their success with men. So I don't really think that they're actually on the right side of this.
Right.
Because Giselle later on is going in a little bit on Robin. And this is where I was disappointed, because it's very clear that it's an alpha beta relationship between the two of them.
Yeah.
And Robin loves Giselle as her friend, but I don't think Giselle would be friends with Robin if she considered her an equal. She doesn't respect her like an equal.
Completely agree. It reminds me of Carol and Bethany.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know, because it's like that's just like what comes to mind. I'm like, okay, a friendship that's like that on Bravo.
It reminds me of Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh my God, yes.
Y'all know I think Kyle is a professional beta. It's just in her nature, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
Some of us are betas, but I do think that Kyle was a good friend to Lisa up until, you know, the end, a little questionable. And I think that Lisa never
respected
Kyle the same way.
Completely agree
with
you.
Her. Though arguably her, she probably had more money. Like, real estate is forever developing. Restaurants?
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, just saying. I mean, they're both into some things, but
I agree with you completely on that dynamic.
So they don't believe the rumor, but they're bringing it up. And to me, I'm like, you think Wendy's cold, but you're the one who, when she walks in, you're cold to her. Cause she's like, hey guys. And they're like, hey. And this is when I got a Mean Girl vibe and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Cause I don't mind Mean Girls, the movie. I don't like a little bit of Mean Girl in a Housewife. I honestly expect it. But this is when it gets like clicky. And
yes,
I don't love that, because then I'm not in on the joke and we can't like be equal opportunity haters like with everybody.
Exactly.
Like, we're now very specific on our target. And I don't love that.
Yes, I completely agree with you, because it's Mean Girl to a certain point.
Right. I don't want a Katie Heron from Mean Girls where we're all like, this is the person we are like targeting. I want Mean Girls where they're each targeting each other, and it all kind of,
for a second,
like,
I thought you were gonna say Katie Roast. I was like, when Katie came out of your mouth, I was like, what is she about to say?
How is she? Missing you, girl. Hope
God
you're
bless
well.
Her.
Season one, Potomac, never will be the same without
it
you.
Will
thank
nothing
you for who you are.
The same.
Yes. And then we go to dinner, and this is where Giselle kind of got like weird to me, because she's sowing some discord in Candace. Candace is talking about her husband and he managing her career, and she's kind of echoing Dorothy. And we already have that in Candace's life. We don't need it from
we
her
don't need
friends
another.
Too.
Yeah.
She has it. She's aware. It's in the back of her mind whether she wanted it to be there or not.
Yeah.
But now we have this, you know, do you think that he's trying to basically just be with you for your money? And I keep asking myself, what money?
What
is this? Like, I even Dorothy, when she said it, like, you know, I think with the earning potential is not the same as like liquid assets.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that's too. What money? Literally, what money?
Like, what? Not to mention, I'm not gonna lie, and I do like Candace this season. I actually like
that
she stood up for her man in a very calm way. She was not triggered, because she actually believes him and trusts him, and that's how you know she's very not insecure about this. And I think that's really dope. But like, the earning potential of a chef is a little bit higher than that of a Candace as a singer, songwriter on a not signed record label, something, you know,
a
housewife. She can always cook.
Right.
She can't always housewife.
Right.
You know?
And especially since she's producing it herself. It's like a whole, like, it's, and that's also a lot of money already. Like, you're spending a lot of money to do that, like recording, studio, like sessions, etc.
Maybe I am ignorantly and blissfully in love, but follow me on this, y'all. What if he, as her partner, was like, maybe it's your time to shine now, babe, and I want to support you in that. Maybe we put energy into what you want in your career, now that I've sold my small stake in the restaurant where I was a beverage director at. according to the website, not me being shady. I looked it up. I asked. Just that's facts. There you go. Maybe I can always do concierge chef. Like I can always do like private home cooking, things like that. Cookbook, all those things possible. But maybe because I just gave up like this big part of my career and I have time and we got a new house, maybe we give a little bit of energy to you. And what's wrong with a partner doing that?
Exactly.
Sounds nice.
Honestly, sounds like an ideal situation.
It really is. Like, listen, I'm holding out hope. I've sacrificed a lot for my fiance to finish chiropractic school, get this damn doctorate and be done. And I'm very excited and happy for her. But I'd love it if one day I woke up and was like, hey, I want to go back to school to get this, or I want to be able to transfer schools and work here. Or I got this great opportunity, you know, to not work in a classroom and be like an assistant principal in another city. I'd love it. If she was like, hey, you really supported me through my
it's
career.
It's your turn.
I would love to support you and yours. That would be nice. Please.
This is a hint.
But like normalize that. Maybe these women are, I mean, Giselle and Robin would not be used to that because Giselle is with the guy on the phone who don't want her to keep having babies on her. And Robin is being shamed for basically being depressed. And I'm like, what?
Don't even. I'm like, whoops. I can't.
This dinner made me very upset and uncomfortable when they were basically telling Robin, like, you cannot turn off that man. You got to keep him turned on, that fine
like,
wand.
Men don't like lazy. I'm like, shut the fuck. I'm like, she is literally, it's clinical depression. It's depression. It's
not her fault. It's literally a chemical imbalance. And guess what, girl? Right. So many people had it during the pandemic because we all thought we were going to die.
Right. Everyone was depressed. Like, I mean, come on. Like
we were all coping unhealthy. Remember like the early days of like everyone was like Tiger King and booze, girl. We're having wine delivered every day, ice cream every night, ice cream.
I was alone for 47 days. I understand. I get what you said.
She was not alone. She was trapped with boys, teenagers, children.
Right, and it's hard. And she probably like, I don't know, that I'm like, listen, we cannot attack her for that. And I there's coming from a place of concern, and then there's coming from a place of just like nitpicking and attacking someone.
Right.
And
like, that's sir, you're home.
Right.
Wake up the children yourself.
Right. I'm like, if anyone was very concerned, you go about it in a different way. That's not.
Yeah. You say, listen, I'm doing a lot of this by myself. And I just want to know if my wife or my fiance is going to be present and they're in her kid's life as well.
Right. And you don't say get up and do this.
Yeah. Is something going on? Is there something I can help you with to be more present? Like, you want me to set alarms for you? You want me to help motivate you? You want to work out with me? Because he's saying, go to the gym. Why didn't you say, hey, babe, let's go to the gym together. Want me to train you? Right. Let's go. Like,
I'm like, you can't just, that's the way to talk. Everyone should honestly be in school. They should teach how to like talk to people that, I don't know, like you can't just, I don't know how to like be a nice person and not just attack someone for not getting out of bed. Like, obviously there's a reason behind it.
And they it makes me feel really, really great that Robin and I'm looking at Juan like, exactly. She's getting evaluated for adult ADHD. A lot of people reached out to her and was like, hey, we'll support you even though your fiance doesn't. Right. And maybe you want to get this checked because there are some signs that look like, you know, you could have something else going on that might be out of your immediate control by yourself. So maybe look into it. She looked it up. She said she looked it up and did some research and she pretty much identified with all the symptoms and now she's going to get evaluated. And that's great. She's like seeking out the actual support and help that she needs for mental health. And that's very important. And it would be great if it wasn't viewers who cared more about her mental health than her own man, than
her family. Yeah. It's that really, I was like, that's
and
not
friends.
It.
Cause Giselle, now we got to come at you because the way that she basically shamed her at this at that table, Karen was nicer to her. Karen was like, no, we've all felt that. Yeah, as women, we've all been in a depressed place. Robin, it sounds like you got depression and we've all been there and that's okay. And Giselle was like, Robin, though, like you got to get it together. That man, he said it's a turn off. Like it was the worst thing in the world.
And I'm like, you of all people giving advice about how to a man, like, no, Giselle, sit down.
It's like that time, if anybody watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where Kanye or Kim was talking about how Kanye wanted a Band-Aid or something. And she was like, I'm bathing our son. I will be with you in a moment. And Chloe was like, why didn't you get that man a Band-Aid? You gotta get him a Band-Aid. You gotta really be there for your man. And Kim was like, I'm being there for my man's children that he brought, helped me bring into this world. And the baby needed a bath. He can get his own damn Band-Aid as an adult man.
As an adult
worth man. Worth millions of dollars, but also as an adult man. There's right. other help he can ask for right. that reason.
Any, you're not even on your own. You can.
And Chloe's like, oh no, don't the man get be up there for the man. And people on the internet were like, look, listen, I'm not going to wish cheating on anybody, but it's starting to get real clear how that might have happened. Like, if you could take your own advice, you would. So if it was good sound advice, if we all knew the secret, we would have done it. So exactly. don't tell other women what they need to do to keep a man. Maybe you just tell yourself what you need to do to keep whatever you got going on happening. Mind your business. I'm just like, I was just so shocked, but then it made me love Karen more because I was like, Karen,
Karen,
love that.
Genuinely, Karen cares about people. And like, I really do think like she does have like, I don't know, people's best interests. I don't know. I just love her. Honestly, yes. I don't give a fuck. I love mm-hmm. her.
And then they came at Wendy, and I didn't love that in front of everyone. And I love that Candace was like Tweedle and Twaddle. I love that there's like alliances, but like there's no like blind loyalty.
Right.
Exactly. They will come after you regardless. Tweedle and Twaddle is the funniest thing that I've heard so in a long funny. Time. So yeah. So it just, they want her to be sexy and they still want her to have substance. I'd argue that Wendy didn't like diminish her brain. Like, she didn't get her brain like drained when she got new body parts.
Yeah.
Like she didn't drain the substance out of her body. They didn't lipo that out. They just took out some fat and replaced it. That's it.
Right. And just put it somewhere else. It's not.
That's all that mattered. And that's okay. So yeah, all in all, Potomac was a great episode. It was like not a lot is happening, but like a lot is happening.
Every week honestly, we're progressing. I could watch them do anything. I don't really, like I love them. They're just fun.
Yeah. And I'm very excited for next week where Wendy is like, oh, girl, please believe I will yes. put you on notice. Cameras
yes, yes,
and all.
Yes, that episode.
Don't
yes,
come
I'm
after
excited.
My husband. I'm like, ooh, so excited. So that's coming up really soon. I cannot wait. All right, y'all. It's that time again. I'm going to take a quick break and we will be back to talk about Beverly Hills. Mm-mm-mm. All right, y'all, we are back with Beverly Hills. I actually have a very special guest at some point coming on my show. So there's going to be a bonus episode after this. And this feels a little risky putting this out. Don't know what we're going to say. We didn't plan this. Me and Christine, we did not plan any of the things we're going to talk about. But listen, we have to call spades spades. And this episode, it delivered in like, I was like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? Oh my God. And then I was genuinely shocked every time something else happened. And then I just said to myself, I think I would let Sutton handle my estate planning. And if I ever got in trouble, I'm calling Garcelle.
Wow.
100%. Like fuck a lawyer. Don't need them. I want Sutton and I want Garcelle.
100%.
These are my quiet, they are such silent assassins from the other sides. No one's getting loud, but they are rallying the girls up and they have each other's back. Sutton yes. has concerns. Garcelle is making those clear. And yes, jumping ahead to the dinner, Garcelle is like, that's not what you said, actually, Doree. And I'm like, oh, call him out. And she's like, so that's what you think. And I'm like, Garcelle is in the confessionals being us. Sutton is in the moment being us. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. Mainly because no longer do we have to pretend that everything is above board and all these women are just like, they don't know anything. And they're just like blindly right. supporting this woman. Now we can actually attack them for blindly supporting this
right.
woman.
Everything is not hunky dory, as one would say.
As one Kathy Hilton would say.
Yeah. And no, it's amazing.
It's been amazing. But Sutton is like, I've got 3 pages of notes from my lawyer. And they are still at this little powwow that she called where she's like, I don't want to actually be anywhere near Erica. I don't want to be implicated. And I love that her and her, all her socialite glory was, they were like, so you're worried about your reputation at a time like this. She was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board, honey. I do things.
Right. And especially because remember, like she couldn't be a full-time housewife apparently because like her husband wouldn't let her like film with the kids, like or something.
Yeah, something like that.
She also has to be careful. Like her name does not need to be in the papers with like anything. Like, no, because yeah, then she'll be asked about it every 5 seconds. And like, who wants that?
And she had a very like good divorce. It apparently worked out well in her favor. She's quite wealthy. And you know, her kids, she has to consider their wealth and everything, yeah, and how they're going to be able to be raised and, you know, not jeopardizing that in any direction. Not like her lump sum or money or child support will, you know, will change, but like she wants them to also have the same lifestyle that they had when she was married. Right. And that doesn't just mean money in the houses, but like being on boards and events and being able to nepotize.
Like a socialite.
I would love to nepotize with my children one day. If I could, why not?
Yeah.
Like if her daughter wants to go and get a certain internship and she knows this person and they're not like, oh, but weren't you friends with Erica? Like, not, yes, that's a big like stretch, but it's also possible. These worlds are very small of rich people. And they don't want to be like, aren't you on the wrong side of this? And it made me think, is Lisa Rinna not worried about her reputation because she doesn't have one?
I know. I don't know. Like, why is she being like so up Erica's butt about this?
So, you know, the rumor that I discussed with Ona Bravo, I think on her Patreon. What if Erica was an early investor, allegedly, hypothetically, in Rinna Beauty? And maybe... what if, maybe hypothetically, Rinna was worried about them looking for the money if Erica is responsible and being in it, told to be responsible, which we know by now the judge says, yes, he will be held responsible financially. What if they go looking for it, and that forensic accountant who combs through everything goes and looks and goes, we want that back? Question mark. We don't know. It's very, very hypothetical. There's no proof to this at all.
I wish people could see my face.
Yeah, because she's like literally mouthing to stop it. Like, oh my God.
I'm like, holy shit. I did not even like, because that makes sense. Because Lisa went so hard after Denise. I'm like, really? You just had a complete 180 and now you're like fine with secrets?
Who you've known longer?
For 25 plus years.
For 20 years. And you've known Erica 6?
I'm like, something. And even she was on Watch What Happens Live and was like, no, I just like saw my behavior and it wasn't right. I'm like, no. That's not what happened.
Because we've been telling you your behavior wasn't right for years, girl. You have never listened. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe like a part of you felt guilty, but no, that's not the whole truth. That's not it.
Also, that doesn't mean that you don't, it means that you don't pry. It doesn't mean you blindly support someone when there's a possible victim. Because again, it's, as she said, it was apples and oranges, and you're right, it is. There are victims and orphans and people who have genuinely been hurt by this family's situation. Whatever it is, whoever's responsible, the family has caused pain to a lot of people, allegedly, in which case they're being investigated for who is responsible and your friend is implicated. Denise simply slept with someone and you didn't like it.
And do you remember, this was like a few episodes ago when, because now I'm thinking back to when Rinna was like, told that insane story about how Harry didn't visit his friend in prison who like.
Yeah, because of the rape situation.
Right. And I'm like, but wait, I'm like, because that came out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, so you're saying because your friend did something wrong or Harry's friend did something wrong, he no longer supports him, which is what you were saying. You like brought it back to Denise. And now your friend is once again involved in something wrong, but you're fine with it. I don't know. The whole thing, I was like, what is happening? I'm like, this is a mess. And listen, I don't know. I think that I get where, because certain questions you cannot, like legally there was some things that I know, like you can't talk about, like when there's an ongoing case, you can't talk about certain things.
Right.
But Sutton's questioning was fine. Like I was fine. I don't know. Yeah. I was fine with it. I was like, we needed
it. It was
this.
Actually, it had nothing to do with most of what was, it was like untouchable.
Exactly.
It wasn't about ongoing cases. It was simply like, did you know these things? She even asked at one point, did you know that this information was coming out because you left Palm Springs in such a hurry? And this is what I'm saying, that quiet, silent assassin thing where they have each other's backs, because Sutton only really was like looking at her sideways because of the way she snapped on Garcelle. And she was like, this is a bit of an overreaction to her just simply saying something and she's just going to leave. It seems like this wasn't about Garcelle at all. And
100%.
Now she's like looking at it sideways and she read the whole article. And I love how they didn't even want to read it. A lot of them were like, it was too long.
Oh, that I was like, excuse me? You guys don't want to read it. I was like, number one, I don't care who it's about. Even if it's like my best friend, if something comes out about them, I'm going to read it and see what's going on.
The whole thing, honey.
It's not like so far-fetched. Like when there's something, especially of Erica's caliber, like obviously she has like shows she's represented by someone like from a PR standpoint. Mm-hmm. It's normal. If something is coming out that your name is involved in, you will get a heads up, no matter if it's a lawsuit, no matter if it's a rumor, like no matter what it is, you'll get, your team will tell you. So like, I don't know why she was like saying, no, I had no idea. Like, no, it's normal for you to know if your name is going to be put out there.
Yeah. Like, especially in an article, they probably like, did tell her, you know, hey, guess what? Right. That story we tried to kill, they're going to run with it. Because I know a lot of writers who and editors who've been like, hey, heads up. This story is coming out. Right. Just FYI. It's going to happen.
And that's not like illegal to do. Like to her, if she just fessed up and was like, you know what? Yeah, they told me the day before, that's fine. That's normal. Like it's not like she did anything bad. So I'm like, why are you denying this? Like so heavily. I'm like, it's fine. If you got the heads up that this was coming out, because it happens.
Yeah. I love that Sutton is drawing the line here. She's like, I actually don't want to be associated with this because of this reason. This feels not good for me. And I understood that.
I love it.
Additionally, I'm probably going to end up naming this episode Ruth Madoff's lack of friends.
Yeah.
Because she's like, listen, Ruth Madoff has no friends and people don't like liars and cheaters and people who try to get ahead. I'm like, you're right. Like, she's not wrong. We all hated. We saw that documentary and that's when the tide shifted for a lot of people because they were like, and I guess it was interesting because some people are like, you know, I mean, of course, before they all flip-flopped, Dorit and Kyle were even saying that we were led to believe that this is all 3 years ago worth of things. And these lawsuits and things are dating back years and years before his decline mentally. So he wasn't making these choices as someone who was just like impaired mentally and like forgot or even still, I know people who have had dementia who weren't like duplicitous and didn't like do crimes. Not saying it's not possible, just saying that, you know, usually they forget like their grandkids' names, not like to move millions of dollars.
Right. And there's things that happen, of course, but the timeline is like, it makes no sense.
Right. And she thinks she's in cahoots with the lawyer, which we all do. I've said it many times on this podcast. The defenses are lining up. His defense and her defense of him are lining up. And that doesn't feel coincidental to me for someone who's like, I'm not in communication with him at all, but he called you every day. You don't just stop talking to your husband of 20 years. Right. This doesn't happen.
And even if you're not hit, like you're talking to his lawyers, 100%. I mean, allegedly 99%. Like they're talking. That's how else? Like, I don't know. Because even if she said like, he has to stop, even if she did say like, stop calling me, blah, blah, blah. Like that could also be something that goes through his lawyer. She's definitely talking to them or him. It's one or the other. So
yes,
someone's chatting with someone.
Somebody is. And cause otherwise, like how would she even know, you know, to do this? You know what I mean? Like to say certain things.
Everything
and to
lines
do,
up so perfect.
It's too perfect. So yeah, it's looking real suspect. And I love that Sutton had her notes and she was like, here we go. And this was why I can't get on board with Dorit. And I wanted to, because last season I was liking her. Early this season, like, where is she? Then we had to comment about how nobody, basically her kids only love dark people because they are the help. And then it was her mama's best friend is Black. And that's still the only root of color in her life. And I was like, oh, okay, I forgot where I landed with her. And then it's the flip-flop shit where she was on the same page with Sutton and she was like verbally, yes. And you know what, girl, you're a dumbass because that's going to be on air. So you supporting Erica in the moment you see her doesn't even make sense because she's going to see it later.
Right. I think that's so silly because that like happens on so many franchises. I'm like, does everyone know that everyone's going to see this? Like, what is the, everyone, like, it's not, everyone knows that this is going to air. And if you talk shit about someone or say something and it, and then deny that you said it, everyone's going to see it. Like, I don't, yes. The point of that is silly. So, I mean, that's yes. one thing, but no, yes. I mean, Sutton and Garcelle were perfection. I love their friendship too. Like when they were like whispering to each other.
I like it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. When Sutton was like, "Are you going to say hi?" Like mouthing to Garcelle. I love that. Like, she was
see,
like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like me and my best friend. They're like, okay,
it's
like,
so amazing.
And I'm not scared of her, but like, it's awkward. And he's like, yeah, I didn't say hi either. It's awkward.
And then, but like, yeah. You're in, yeah, it's like you're just like communicating by like mouthing things. And it's the best. Oh my God. I love it. I love
absolutely
it.
Love it. Like, oh, it's so good. Okay. So additionally, outside of, you know, the gathering of the women together to discuss Erica and where they all are feeling on this and how they just all threw Sutton under the bus. And yes, throwing it back to the end again, I love that Sutton was very quickly aware that the Fox Force 5 or whatever probably got together. She's like, I got God. And I'm like, yes, because Garcelle had just said in their like little house, Yeah, there is a group and yeah. they know stuff and they decided to blindly support Erica without me. It shows.
Exactly.
So we get to though Garcelle and her gorgeous little family.
I had fun with them at Christmas. Precious. I loved that.
It was so sweet. I absolutely loved it. And I was like, yeah, I could totally be in their family.
And like the way she talks about her son, like, oh, it just like, I oh, just, love
isn't it,
it
the
I
sweetest? It's the sweetest thing ever. Like, I absolutely love them. I hope that, you know, everything good happens to them.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
I love her son and the kids and all the grandkids. Like, don't call her granny. That was very yeah. funny to me. She cooks so much. And I was like, yum. I would totally go and I want to eat the Haitian food.
Yeah. I know, it looks delicious.
It did. Now, speaking of people cooking, do we really believe Kyle cooked all of this? I love that the editors were like, she's saying, I don't let anyone touch my food. And literally her housekeepers are like cutting the turkey for her and like
right.
stirring gravy.
And I was confused. I was like, does she like not realize that there's cameras like literally in the kitchen filming these, like the staff like cooking? I'm like, what?
I mean, yeah. I think she said it. She even said, she's like, I don't want anyone to think that you guys cooked this all day. And I'm like, well, we do now, girl.
Right. I'm like the editor. I was like, I couldn't tell. I was like, are the editors really? Cause she was like, oh, there's no one in the kitchen. Meanwhile, they're filming everyone in the kitchen. And I'm like, I can't, like, it was, I don't know. I believe she cooks for sure. I don't know if she like, I don't think she cooked that entire. I mean, that was a big deal.
I think she had help because there was a lot of girl and anybody who's ever like cooked like with a for a party of just 3-4 people, it's a lot. And
it's a lot.
Christmas dinner, yams and mashed potatoes and a turkey.
Right.
And
I'm sure all she those cooks things. Like right. And like when you're with your family on Christmas, like I believe she cooks Christmas dinner, but like that kind of event, I was like, why are we like, just tell us they helped.
Yes, and that's okay. Yeah. Who's gonna judge you? I'm not gonna judge you though.
I'm not. If I could do that, I would.
Absolutely. So, my God. And so now the women finally arrive. We get Teddy back. Do you think Teddy is an act? Do you find her to be annoying or were you happy to see her?
I will just say I was truly laughing so hard when Garcelle was like, yeah, she just annoys me. I don't really know why. I'm like, honestly, I have people like that in my life who I'm just like, I can't tell you why, but they just really bother me. But I'm indifferent to Teddy. I thought it was like kind of funny. Like, obviously she was at the entire, like she was at the dinner and there was like one clip, like two clips of her, but I was like, obviously you're at this entire dinner, but like, no, they're not. They only showed her for like a little bit. But yeah, I thought it was Garcelle so funny when she said that.
No, she's the funniest. I absolutely love her. Then it's the fact that all of this was happening at Christmas dinner for me that was like a little like meta. I was like, wait, we're going to just grill this woman at Christmas dinner.
At Christmas dinner.
We're talking about orphans and victims.
Yes. She's like, I'm the Grinch that stole Erica's Christmas. I'm like, literally, like, what will
at least this- she's self-aware. I mean, yeah. Kyle, I think, gets away with a lot still. She didn't say a whole lot in front of Erica, but she did at least admit that there was, she got a lawyer because Garcelle again called her to the carpet. Garcelle, right. See, it's like the assist. We're talking really like Scotty and MJ here. It's like Sutton is being, well, she's at the forefront of this. She's talking and she's like, I have questions. And they're like, nah, it's just you. It's just you. And Sutton's like, well, I mean, I talked to her. Like, you talked to a lawyer about me. Garcelle's like, she's not the only one. She's not. Yeah. Other people did.
And also, like, whatever, like, say it. Like, you, especially, like, I don't know, like, if something happened, like, and I, like, I know lawyers, and something, like, happened with someone, I'd be like, can you explain this to me? Like, what's going on? Like, that's, like, who cares? I mean, but I love that, like, they were all like, no. And then Garcelle was just like, who else? Like, who else would like to tell us what they spoke about?
Yes, exactly, because duh, girl. It was crazy to me was how shocked Erica acted.
Yeah.
About all of this. She was genuinely like, you meanwhile, guys you were know talking about me? Thing.
Right. In any legal case, she would ask, probably be like, Tom, what do you think? Like, you have people
she
in your
life.
She
tried to do it to Denise last season when Denise needed to go back because of her child support case. She was like, I'm going to call Tom. Tom? What should we do? Shouldn't we? You get Tom to represent you. It'll be great.
Yeah. Like, and I'm relax. So
you see here that that is what you would do. So then what's the problem?
Right. I'm like, she definitely would do that. And she also would be the person, I think, to distance herself if a friend was in that situation. I believe that she would kind of take a step back. I don't know. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. So it all just kind of comes down to who decides to actually show Erica that they are concerned. And it's really just Sutton. And I like that she at least doesn't back down. They really want to throw her on the bus. Like, it was all Sutton. It's just Sutton. Right. And
no, I love
what I go ahead.
No, I love that as well. I love that she was like, well, we were all there.
Yeah. She were all there. And cause she's like, Erica's shocked that they all met about this because it's her friends, her little clique. And that's the thing is that they were all like, okay. So this makes me wonder, this happened during Christmas dinner, right? So that's Christmas time.
Yeah.
When I'm going to actually pause this recording because I want to find out when they posted that picture of all of them linking pinkies, because that's a good question.
Okay.
So we just got to the end and, or to the bottom of it. And Kyle posted that picture where she tagged her core group, Teddy, Kyle, Dorit, Erica, and Lisa. She captioned it through thick and thin, and they were all linking pinkies. And this happened May 21st of 2021. They filmed this dinner in December. So with everything they knew and everything happened, they still wanted to support her. And this is why none of those women could be my favorite. Like, I get it. You love Kyle. Y'all love her. I think she's a beta and she's a follower. Dorit, y'all love her. I think she's high key problematic, and that accent is like what hides it. And Rena, I just think it just follows anybody because she told her she'll take any job.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, like, we know that about her.
She knows they're going to constantly put a mic in front of Erica. So she's going to be on the side of Erica because Erica's going to be employed as long as this is watchable.
Exactly.
So.
Wow. Okay. So interesting timing with everything. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, okay.
Wow. Somebody commented, damn, you're choosing to stick by Teddy, who makes money off of eating disorders, and Erica, who embezzles money off of poor people and seniors. Questionable.
Yeah, because then Lisa posted Fox Force 5 After Dark on the 21st with like
and Erica is hugged up on Dorit, so I guess she got over it.
Wow,
that is really concerning. Damn, like, I'm gonna keep watching, but they're gonna have to keep spoilers on there, like Sutton and Garcelle, who brought it all to the table, and it gonna explain us at the reunion. And Erica says she's going to come and she doesn't care if nobody believes her, but I think that it's important that they do this, but I hate that it's going to be at this point, they still haven't filmed it. I don't know when they're going to film it. And this means that the case is going to get further and further along. So she's going to be like, we can't talk about it. But Sutton's going to find out a way to ask the tough questions, because right. even Garcelle said all of Erica's answers are surface. She's not even answering the questions and have nothing to do with the case. Yeah. Like, you genuinely knew nothing about your LLC. Again, so it's, you signed Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
You signed your contract and you never got to see that money. And you didn't, like, you're not suing him back for abuse of something.
And Erica is a smart woman. She is smart. Yes. And I don't like, because now she's kind of being like, kind of playing it like, I don't know, allegedly, because I'm don't want to be sued. Like,
it's all alleged.
Everything's alleged. She's playing it like she knows kind of like nothing about any finances and this and that. But meanwhile, like, we forget like where she came from and how she grew up, because she told us like she used to have to like she worked hard in the like in her 20s to like survive. Like, she did, like, you know, she worked at the Shakers, and like she knows like she didn't grow up like wealthy. With this lifestyle that Tom gave her. So,
but
I'm like,
remember,
you know,
she's never been to a bank.
But I'm like, but like, no, you have been to it. Like, you have to know how to do this stuff.
You had to get a W-2, girl.
If you tell us that you came from, like, you really, like, pulled yourself up by your bootstraps and worked.
And married well, which is fine. I'm all for it.
Oh, no, that's great. Please.
Don't we all want
Where's my husband? Where's my wealthy husband? Yeah. But you can't tell us that and then tell us you've never been to a bank. I'm like, but you, like, how?
It's not possible.
It just, yeah. So anyway, that's like my, I'm like, but nothing makes sense. So.
And Sutton even said, she was like, it just, where she got off was the story of the car crash. It just didn't make sense. It was too confusing. Sam Bravo Historian was on my show and she talked about how she is the same way. When she gets very confused, she retracts and retreats, which is kind of what she wanted. She wanted to sow confusion. So you're just like, oh, this is too much. I just don't want anything to do with this. It's too much. I don't want her to figure it out. And it's like why Kyle didn't read the rest of that article. It was long and a lot of stuff, and it's too much for them to understand. Right. So it's the story that all heard around the world, that crash, roll, concussion, broken ankle, broken head, all heard around the world, that all allegedly contributed to Tom being like this alleged scammer of people he represented. And then we even get from Garcelle why this matters to her, because it happened to her sister. Mm-hmm. And that is really tough. And she's like, fuck Tom. And I was hoping Erica would say yes. Fuck him. And she's right. Where is the anger for the idea that you want us to believe that this man was scamming all these people and now it's coming into your life?
And show, like, why is no one, where's, like, where's the anger about this?
I'd be pissed.
Like, and I understand, because, and I, like, even Kyle said this in a confessional, Erica can compartmentalize and hide her emotions, like, very well. But I'm like, this is to an extent, I would not, like, I would be so distraught, like, finding out someone I've been with for 20 years like completely, like, just blindsided me. If that is the case, I don't, like, maybe, like, I would be so angry. So, like, I don't know, again, I don't, maybe she's just like hiding these emotions, but I don't know how. She is, but it's crazy.
It just makes no sense to me how you can do both. You can't have it both ways. You really just can't. Like, you can't, you know, have been blindsided by this. And it's what's said, like, were you really blindsided? Because you also just don't seem to be shocked.
Right.
You just seem like, if I found out that I was married to any kind of criminal, someone who could be even be accused of doing these things, like, it's insane to me that I would be, I would never be calm. I'd be next level.
I would be a mess. I would be a mess every second of the day. Just like, what is happening?
And
like,
she looked gorgeous. I'm not gonna lie, she looks fantastic. She's very put together.
She's good at her.
Fantastic. Yeah.
On her budget glam, she looks great.
Yeah. She's like, I did it myself. I put this together myself. Girl, putting together an outfit is actually not that hard. Like, yeah, you, I mean, whatever. Like,
I love the also, headband too. I was like, wow, this is a nice
one. She had help.
Yeah.
I do. But like, it just was really crazy. And Sutton still gave her a gift, but she's such a Southern woman. I love it.
I love
it's so fun.
Cracks me up. Her and Garcelle are just like, really, I'm loving them so much this season.
Yeah,
I mean, and I did last season too. I'm At first, doing a really good
job now. Yeah, yeah. Me too. I thought
I was nervous.
Ooh, Sutton had me on the other end. I was like, oh no.
I was nervous. I'm glad but we're, yeah.
I appreciate a housewife that understands the assignment.
Yes.
And this is definitely her understanding. She's like, I'm not in on the clique, so there's no point in me trying to join them. Exactly. I'll just beat them.
And she's the only one, like, when she's like, I just like still can't believe that they were like, yes, she took notes. Yes, she highlighted. Yes, she read the article. I'm like, someone has to, because clearly no one else will. I mean,
because it's shocking. And like, if you don't think your friend is capable of this, I would want to read all of it. I would be like, no.
Right. Even if you're defending them, I'd be like, okay, great. I want to know what's out there. Who's saying what?
Right. Even it's if just you're like, not possible. I know Erica would never be able to do this, but you need to acknowledge it. And I think they all think they did such a good job by finally, quote unquote, acknowledging the alleged victims and being like, they need to be paid. They deserve to be paid. I mean, but also low key up, like Erica kind of admitted that there are victims.
Right.
Like she admitted that he is capable of doing this to some capacity.
She was like, I 100% like the victims deserve to be compensated. And then she was like, of course that's separate, but like, is it, it was almost like if compensated by him, well, if he's guilty, but they deserve
to be compensated. She was basically just trying to say, this has nothing to do with me. And I'm like, it does. Cause she goes, if he had it all $50 million, I had no idea we had that much. You had to know he had millions of dollars, so I don't buy that, and who cares? There's a $30 million gap between those two, and it doesn't matter because it's just liquidated money. That's the point.
Exactly.
And this is the famous, I'd like to know where it is. It's on your body.
It's in your LLC. I'm like, what do you mean where is it? What do you mean and where
bring
is
up
it?
The $20 million thing, and she's like,
It's not sitting in a briefcase in a nothing. Like it's spent. It was spent for
he
your
didn't hide it under a bush. Like, girl, where
for 20 years? I'm like, I'm like, I'm like, it's not hidden.
Remember, it's expensive to be you. It was in the song. That's where it is. And the music video.
Like, dumb question. It's like you know where it is.
Self-produced. Remember, what it's, the glam squad? Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The clubhouse. The glam squad. Like, it was spent.
You had a clubhouse that you're not even living in now. Like, that's the point. You just, okay, girl. It's just, that's the soapbox.
She's like renting it out to someone or something, she said.
It's just so crazy. And we know in real time that currently Girardi and Keys, which is the law firm that, you know, her soon to be ex-husband, ran for lots of years. They're auctioning off items.
Did you see the lingerie? There's lingerie.
Who is it for? Her, Trisha
and
Bello.
Erica's like, that's not me. And I'm like, what? And what is happening?
How is she on Instagram? I would tell her to get off immediately.
Well, that's the
throw
thing.
Your phone in a drawer.
That's, and I think, what was it, Sutton who said it? Yeah, she was like, and what, this mistress stuff? This has nothing to even like this. What even are you talking about?
Yeah, she's like, that's
about?
Beneath us. That's a, it's
right
deflection.
Because that has nothing to do with the loss. I'm like, who the hell cares at this point?
Right.
Like, what? So you're going to claim he was unfaithful and like, then that's how you'll get out of the marriage and you'll be entitled to money. Well, guess what? There is no money because all that money should go to the victim. I'm like, it's
okay.
Circles.
So that just kind of like added to, like, it took away from his character.
Exactly.
That, but now he's also a cheater in life and love. So like, okay.
And in that you can like, say if there was no, if they were just getting like a divorce, there was no victims plank, like no embezzlement, nothing of that, then yeah, I could see you doing that, like outing someone as a cheater, because then it's, you get compensation for it if they were unfaithful and if you have a prenup, like, but that doesn't even matter anymore. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's a moot point.
Sutton echoed Bethany from New York, whom there's a clip rolling back around of her kind of reaming Ramona out for being so like abrasive and awful to anyone that she doesn't deem as like equal to her, one of her 50 gal friends. But, and I have a great theory on why Bethany was loved on New York and why she's not loved in real life. And it basically ends with the bar in New York is just hell. And we always knew that Ramona was awful. So someone took her to task and we praised them for it. Right. But to quote Bethany, like Sutton kind of echoed it, you can't be smart and stupid at the same time.
Exactly.
You got to pick one. The whole I knew nothing. The fact that you rolled over and let that happen and didn't have the mad money even, like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense. If he truly was this controlling over your finances and you let that happen for 20 years, then the money he gave you, the cash that you always had, nothing else but cash for everything, though literally they went to China and bought clothes. I remember she bought clothes because she was upset that it was like a 2X or whatever over there. And she's like, not anything more than like a 6.
Yeah.
And they didn't seem to have cash then. Like, right. I know there's like an exchange and everything, but it seemed like they were... She's gone shopping before and she's used a card. So,
like,
I
you, know, said, you know what a card is. Stupid. Yeah.
You can't do both. You can't be smart and stupid at the same time. But here we are, led to believe that you were both.
Right. Exactly. It's the same thing. You can't say you've worked your whole life, pulled up your bootstraps, married well, but I've never been to a bank. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And I always think about it with like Teresa. Again, I'm like, in Teresa's case, even though this is different because there's Vic, like this is of course much worse, but I'm like, I fully believe Teresa had not a fucking clue.
Right. And he didn't start off rich. They were young. Right. They were really young.
And I fully believe, I'm like, in Teresa's case, she said she didn't know. And I believe it because she never put up this front that she was like, and again, she's not calling her stupid at all, but she was set like, she never showed.
Teresa's kind of dumb.
Well, but like how Erica's always over the years, like, I'm a smart woman. I know what I do. Like this, I'm like, so, but like, I don't know. I always like compare the two. I'm like, no, Teresa genuinely had not a clue. You have gone back and forth with like, she had to know something. She had to know something. I don't know.
I think so too. And Erica's getting really strappy now, like, and scrappy. Like she, for next week's episode, we see her telling Sutton, it's the constant, like, well, this is some effing bullshit. Like, this is you, fuck you.
I'm so blah, blah, blah. Excited. Like,
so there's like a different level of her, which is like, I don't believe that person has always existed and you knew, you let everybody else control your life for all these years. I would be thinking about my escape for forever. And like, Teddy, I'm shocked at you because Teddy's like, this is about Erica. We need to support Erica. Girl, who asked you? Be quiet. But also, you were the first person to tell us that Erica is capable of lying. Remember?
Remember? Mm. It's so good.
It's so good, but like,
it's really delivering.
Bring her down, and everybody else with her. Like everybody who's trying to be complicit. May 21st, people, is in the Fox Force 5 decided that through thick and thin they were going to be there. Because even Kyle said this episode, I told her I would never be a fair weather friend. But like, if you're getting divorced or being cheated on, but this is very different. I'm like, is it? Because now you're changing that up. So. Right.
And it's one thing. Yes. Because I am the same. Like if my friend is going through something, you 100% you're there for them. And in this situation, it's difficult. Like you can say, hey, are you okay? You could like check up on them but still hold them accountable and say, hey, this, you know that this is wrong. Like this is not okay. Like you can hold your friends accountable. And not be, that's not being a fair weather friend. That's holding people accountable. I'm like, it's not, like, that's allowed. We should do that.
And Garcelle even asked, like, is it a competition? Are you basically saying that y'all are going to be better friends to her than we are? Because what? We have questions. So, we just met her. Like, we want to be good friends. We want to know what we're walking into.
Exactly. You should. And if you really care about someone, you will say, listen, I'm worried. Worried for you, worried for me. I will ask you questions. Like, oh my God, that was funny. She's like, is it a competition? And then Kathy Garcelle's just like great. In the back, she's like, well, yeah, it's who's known her longest. Meanwhile, Kathy's like, I don't know her. I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I get it. Kirk is like the quietest at the table, Kathy's but she's like, I'm gonna important exit. Things. I love that she's the least bit like vocal or concerned, and she probably has the most to lose.
100%. I love that woman so much.
I love. She's having a good season. I love her addition to this show because sometimes she's chaotic, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And then other times she's the only voice of reason, and I'm like, oh, you get it. So what?
Right. And I don't even need her like because I know she's not full time. She doesn't have a tagline. I don't even need that from her. She's perfect.
This is her show.
She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the show. So great. Just
they've
pop
always
on in.
Wanted Kathy Hilton. And that is the true fact. They've wanted her since they got Kyle on there. They've wanted her since forever. And right. it's like, they're also now one step closer to doing, to getting Paris, which right. is who they're truly aiming for one day.
Right. Exactly.
Cause the only thing better than Kathy Hilton is one of her damn daughters.
God.
That it would be insane. But I think Paris would like absolutely never do it, because why no. would you? And so when they ask Oprah all the time, are you going to run for president? She's like, why would I? Like,
right.
why
would I don't she? Need the stress.
She is rich and happy. Who right. does and this?
Like, why, Paris, I don't need to put my life out there. I'm good. I have money. I got my, like, getting married, whatever. I don't need to do that. Netflix is paying her probably a huge check for her cooking show. Like, she doesn't need it.
That the girls love. People are really, really liking it.
Yeah, I did. I did watch it. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Did you make any of the recipes?
No, I don't like cooking. I don't like to use the kitchen.
Oh, so you just watched a cooking show.
It was so fantastic. And it was just like funny to see the banter. Like, there was an episode, the first one was her and Kim. And it was just like, I love when her and like seeing her and Kim interact. Kim Kardashian, not Richards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. was like, we need to clarify. It's just so funny. I enjoyed it. It was great. She did an episode with Nikki and Kathy also. It was just, it's fun. Like 30 minutes. You don't have to pay attention, but like, it's funny. So highly recommend.
I love it. Okay. Well, maybe I'll get into it. I did want to see the Sweetie.
Oh my God. So good.
One, because I want to make those tacos, and I love Sweetie. So
Sweetie's, work in the kitchen is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Love it. I'm so excited for her.
She's so good. Yeah.
So then, like, how did we get to such insane concoctions at the McDonald's? But it's fine.
No, when she put like the barbecue sauce on her and like on like the mussels, I'm like, what is happening? Like, she literally, I'm like, your stomach is
phenomenal,
unbreakable. How? I'm like, how this just
and
settle?
To look and is look at how she looks. She's so right. tiny. Like, she's tiny, like, not even like fit. She's like a little person. So
it's crazy. Oh my God, I love her.
So yeah, guys, listen, we've already moved on to Paris Hilton's cooking show and whether or not she'll be a housewife. So that means that we've definitely come to the end, and I had more fun talking about this, and I'm glad we didn't talk about New York because I have nothing to say.
No.
So
no comment.
Christine, where can the people find you? Where can they interact with you? Tell you how much they love you.
The people can find me on my Instagram. It's at Christine Biancavilla, spelled exactly how it sounds. And yeah, I'm also on Twitter. Twitter's like, even though it's a scary place, it's kind of a safe space. I just like say whatever I want, which I probably shouldn't, but like Twitter gets wild on that app. So yeah, you can find me there. Google me, search me on LinkedIn.
Come on, searching me on LinkedIn.
Connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, you know where to find me on all the things at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. The merch is on sale, y'all. There is mugs and hats and books and journal things and pillows and then like your typical shirts and sweatshirts. But that's
we love boring. A sale.
Yeah, but no, it's on sale. The shirts and stuff, like $13, sweatshirts are like $20 or something like that. So they're really good sales. There are, you know, racism is bad for the skin. Wear it proudly. Why not? There are, you know, live, laugh, love. We're housewives. Like, there's so many things. Don't make the block hot, as so many of our favorite housewives do every week for their own friends. It's very stressful, but we love it. If you want to support the merch, you can do that. tpublic.com/mixingwithmani. Links are always in the description and on my Instagram as well. Yeah, as always, y'all, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, stay home and out of Delta's way, honey, because COVID and her entire seven sisters, like polyester, like alliances, like a sorority house, girl, it is madness. It is COVID is the ghetto. Like, I don't love it. 10 out of 10, do not recommend. Ooh, child, the ghetto, like Nene,
white refrigerator
out of their way. White refrigerator. Like, stay away from her and all her friends. Delta, Sigma, Gamma, Epsilon, Rho. Like, there is a lot of the girls, and I am
do
out
not
of their
rush
way.
COVID Delta.
Please don't. Like, do Bama rush, not COVID rush. Not thank COVID you. Rush. Like, ooh, because she will take you and your Kendra Scott jewelry to the bed, okay? Yeah, guys, take care of yourselves. Love each other and one another. Be nice and all that. And yeah, again, just be safe. ew, because I got to get out of this because I have a wedding to pay for that y'all hate that I talk about, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So I just like to mess with y'all. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic week. See you next time. Okay, love you. Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. So you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.